Text 2 will begin in 1 minute. Use this time to read the questions for text 2.
Text 2. How volunteering makes Australia strong. First reading. Listen to this lecture and answer questions 8 to 15.
I am the voice you will hear. I am the lecturer. My name is Dr. Garth Lopez. Welcome to my second lecture in our series on what makes Australians strong. The focus of this lecture is on the positive contribution volunteers make to Australian society, especially when we are faced with natural disasters such as floods and bushfires. It is during such events that Australians are so willing to volunteer their services in any way they can to help their fellow Australians, so that everyone pulls together in a united effort. Two types of volunteering can be observed at such times. The first is voluntary activity that arises naturally when people just pitch in to help their neighbours. It is unstructured and spontaneous. An example would be a person who helps mop up the water from inside a neighbour's flooded house. The second type is formal volunteering that is more organised and offers formal duties and positions for people to fill, such as being members of a clean-up and recovery team. With formal volunteering, three types can be identified. The first type of formal volunteering involves locals working for an existing welfare organisation that provides material aid, such as food and medical supplies, shelter, or evacuation assistance. A second type of formal volunteering also involves pre-existing community organisations, but these focus more on social activities and community support, social and sporting events, theatre, music concerts, and the arts. Often, such organisations aim to raise money or collect goods that will assist the victims of a natural disaster. Bushfire survivors were engaged in a wide range of activities, such as participating in local community committees or other types of recovery efforts, such as planting gardens, chopping wood, and making jam. So, how does volunteering make a positive contribution and strengthen a community? Studies have found that volunteering, by connecting people together, fosters a sense of control over people's lives and helps to develop strong, resilient communities. Furthermore, bonding between volunteers results in long-term friendship, particularly after a natural disaster. These studies also found that there were many positive outcomes from both formal and informal volunteering. Volunteers, recipients of the volunteer efforts, and the local community all benefited. For many volunteers, there were therapeutic outcomes accompanied by an increased capacity to cope and move forward with a degree of optimism. There were also many comments made about how volunteers were developing leadership qualities, which would be useful in the community for years to come. A local government official also told us about members of the Community Recovery Committee who had developed new skills and confidence as a result of volunteering. Finally, the research studies revealed that volunteer efforts by community members had the effect of linking them back into the community and establishing closer links with their neighbours or those who live in their community. Just like the links that give a chain its strength, so volunteering that links individuals and groups together is what makes Australia strong. Thank you for listening to this lecture.
Text 2. Second reading.
My name is Dr. Garth Lopez. Welcome to my second lecture in our series on What Makes Australians Strong. The focus of this lecture is on the positive contribution volunteers make to Australian society, especially when we are faced with natural disasters such as floods and bushfires. It is during such events that Australians are so willing to volunteer their services in any way they can to help their fellow Australians, so that everyone pulls together in a united effort. Two types of volunteering can be observed at such times. The first is voluntary activity that arises naturally when people just pitch in to help their neighbours. It is unstructured and spontaneous. An example would be a person who helps mop up the water from inside a neighbour's flooded house. The second type is formal volunteering, that is more organised and offers formal duties and positions for people to fill, such as being members of a clean-up and recovery team. With formal volunteering, three types can be identified. The first type of formal volunteering involves locals working for an existing welfare organisation that provides material aid, such as food and medical supplies, shelter or evacuation assistance. A second type of formal volunteering also involves pre-existing community organisations, but these focus more on social activities and community support. Social and sporting events, theatre, music concerts, and the arts. Often, such organisations aim to raise money or collect goods that will assist the victims of a natural disaster. Bushfire survivors were engaged in a wide range of activities, such as participating in local community committees or other types of recovery efforts, such as planting gardens, chopping wood, and making jam. So, how does volunteering make a positive contribution and strengthen a community? Studies have found that volunteering, by connecting people together, fosters a sense of control over people's lives and helps to develop strong, resilient communities. Furthermore, bonding between volunteers results in long-term friendship, particularly after a natural disaster. These studies also found that there were many positive outcomes from both formal and informal volunteering. Volunteers, recipients of the volunteer efforts, and the local community all benefited. For many volunteers, there were therapeutic outcomes accompanied by an increased capacity to cope and move forward with a degree of optimism. There were also many comments made about how volunteers were developing leadership qualities, which would be useful in the community for years to come. A local government official also told us about members of the Community Recovery Committee who had developed new skills and confidence as a result of volunteering. Finally, the research studies revealed that volunteer efforts by community members had the effect of linking them back into the community and establishing closer links with their neighbours or those who live in their community. Just like the links that give a chain its strength, so volunteering that links individuals and groups together is what makes Australia strong. Thank you for listening to this lecture. This is the end of Section 1. Supervisors, please turn off the sound equipment.